This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, we got the NBA back. We got NFL going on. But, man, we only got maybe one game left and the baseball season, maybe two if the Dodgers can pick up a victory tomorrow. Yes, the World Series is still here. The baseball season is coming to a close. And right now it's time to have a chat with someone very familiar with baseball. I mean, he played. He was an all-star, gold glove this, an all-star this. He did it all. We're being joined by someone who is an Odyssey insider. His name is Brett Boone. And insider calls are presented by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. You can call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Brett, you can also hear him on his Brett Boone podcast. Hey, Brett, thank you for the time, man. How are you?
You got it, JR. I'm doing all right.
A busy year. You ended up being a hitting coach for the Rangers and Bruce this year. Yeah. How's your year been, man? You doing good?
I'm in detox mode now. You know, I'm not used to going back to work, but it was definitely interesting. It was a lot, but I really enjoyed the players getting back in uniform. It's been a while for me. And, you know, got the juices flowing again. We came up a little bit short. We had a lot of injuries down the stretch to some of our key guys, especially offensively. And, you know, we made a push late. We got to within a game of the wild card, but it wasn't meant to be. So, now I'm kind of detoxing and coming off 5 months of every day going at it. But, yeah, definitely got the juices flowing for me. But I'm looking forward to some time off.
That's good. I'm happy to hear that, Brett. I mean, we're almost at the end of the season here. We may have one game left. We may have two. I know you were hitting coach. What the heck is going on with the Dodgers? This is just a slump. You can't do anything about this, right?
Well, I think the Dodgers are still the Dodgers. And at any time, they can come up and do what they do to opponents. The interesting thing for me is, you know, we went through Toronto in September. And I came away from that series, I think they beat us 2 out of 3, and I came away saying, you know, they're a good team, and they were on fire at this point in the season, and I thought, but it's a little bit more than that. They're really good, but they've got that special something that comes along once in a while. I was lucky enough to have it a few times during my career, but it's not something that you have all the time. It's an aura. It's a feeling. It's, you know, that look to one another, teammate to teammate, knowing that we're going to find a way to win this game. They had that magic, and I remember leaving there. The city's on fire, you know, and it's not just at the stadium, the fans coming out. You walk out of the stadium, and I'd walk home to our hotel after the games, and it's just buzzing. I mean, it's almost like it's the early 90s when Toronto was all brand new and the Sky Dome was brand new and that city was on fire. But they've got something special going, so it doesn't, as good as the Dodgers are, it doesn't surprise me one bit that they put them in a box right now and have them 3-2 at this point, because they've been doing this for this. It started with the second half of the season for them this year, and they've kept it going through the playoffs. Their key guys are coming up big when they need to. And the key to that offense, Toronto, which is they put the ball in play. In a day and age where strikeouts have become kind of the norm, Toronto doesn't approach it offensively like that. They really battle you with 2 strikes, and they put the ball in play with the thought process being, you got a chance. If you put the ball in play, you have no chance if you strike out. So that's one thing I noticed about their team, especially their offense, that's really heads and tails above everybody else.
Well, we got a Major League Baseball legend and Odyssey insider. Brett Boone is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You talk about what you've seen from this team with Toronto. A very young, they got a lot of juniors, quite a few people, the dads that you ended up playing with, that I'm going, well, damn, I watched this dad play too, and now I'm watching his son. What impresses you about the Guerreros, and God bless him, he's been hurt, but the Bichettes of the world, what have you seen from these guys? What can you pass on? You come from a baseball family.
It's a quiet leadership. These are kids that they grew up like I did. You know, they grew up from the time they were out of diapers, you're at the ballpark, and you're hanging around with dad, and you're living the life. That doesn't necessarily mean, you know, my whole life I was asked, well, it had to be an advantage for you being around the ballpark. I came up with an answer finally, and it was, I don't know how much it helped me growing up the way I did, but I know one thing. I know it didn't hurt me. Same with these guys. They've been through it with their fathers. They know how to play the game. They're high IQ players. They seem to have a real leadership quality to both of them, just watching them from the opposing dugout. And Vladdy, you know, is a bona fide superstar at this point, and he's really upped his game in this postseason. It's kind of carried him. But I want to pay attention to some of the other players, the Varshos, the Bargers, Jimenez, Schneider yesterday leads off with a home run off Snell to get things going. And their catcher, Kirk, behind the plate, not only what he does catch, throw, and from a defensive perspective, this kid can hit. You know, he doesn't look the role. He doesn't look the part. You know, that body isn't normal for what we see at the major league level. But you watch him hit for a while. I watched him hit for a couple series, and I'll tell you what, this kid can flat out hit. He's one of those guys fall out of bed and hit. And it's just been a kind of a team effort on their part. It's Vladdy leading the way, having the huge postseason that he's having. But all these other guys, they're getting big hits out of nowhere. The Clement kid, you know, it was DFA'd 2 years ago, and look at the postseason he's having. So it's not just one or two. It's Vladdy leading the way, but it's everybody doing their part. It's been a lot of fun to watch. And that starting rotation, you know, who would have thought that Bassett would be in the bullpen for him? Yesevich. Yeah, hopefully I'm pronouncing that.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Correctly. I think he had four starts in the big leagues. He's 22 years old, and he's having an unbelievable postseason. They can't seem to figure out that split finger. You know, Scherzer, 41 years old, he's taking his turn on the bump. And you know, Gausman, he's been their guy. He's been their top guy all year. He's pitched great the postseason, pitched into a little tough luck. But he's tough. You know, tomorrow it's 3-2 Toronto. They're going back to Toronto, which right now, as I mentioned at the top, is a real tough place to play. But I'll tell you, if there's anybody that I'd want having the ball tomorrow night for the Dodgers, it's Yamamoto. You can't say enough about what he's done in this postseason. Two complete games in a day and age where complete games don't happen. So if I could have the ball in one guy's hand, it'd be Yamamoto. I think they're going to tie it up. I think it's going to go to a game seven. And if I had to, you know, make a prediction right now, I give the slight edge to Toronto, just playing two games at home and that magic season that it seems like is continuing on.
Yeah, we got Brett Boone, Mariners legend, Reds legend, on the line with us. Insider calls are brought to you by Grainger. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional grade products that you need, delivered when and where you need them. You can call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Hey, Brett, we've had this whole conversation, and the name Ohtani has not been uttered once. You went out there and you played. You were great in the batter's box. You were great in the field. He's just doing it all. Even last year when he didn't have to pitch, he's stealing bases. How impressed have you been by this guy's performance?
I think I echo what the rest of the guys that have played this game at a high level for a long time are echoing, in the fact that we never thought we'd see this. You know, I'm a purist. I'm a pessimist at heart. But if you'd have told me 10 years ago, we're going to have a guy that pitches and hits and does it at this level. Now, if you would have said one day, you know, there was going to be a hitter that was going to be a pretty good player, you know, maybe hit sixth in the lineup, and he also pitches, and he gives you an inning out of the bullpen here and there, I'd buy that. I'd say as life goes on, as we progress as a society, yeah, one day that wouldn't blow my mind to see that. But to see a guy, he's not just playing he's playing at a Hall of Fame superstar level offensively, and he would be, if you take the 30 teams in Major League Baseball, he's probably the number one starter for 26 of them. On this Dodger team, he's the number four starter. That says a little bit about the Dodgers. But as far as his accolades, I don't think I can really say more than has already been said. It blows my mind, the fact that he's doing what he's doing at that level, at that level, meaning the level he's playing at, and it also being at the highest level, and that's Major League Baseball. Mind-blowing. Never thought I'd see it. We're seeing it right now. So it's just something I think as a fan, you've just got to appreciate, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime type thing you're seeing right now. I try to compare it to other sports, and what would it be equal to? Would it be equal to being the quarterback on an NFL team and returning kicks like Deion Sanders and running them back? And after you run back a touchdown on a punt, you jump on, you know, you take a break, but now it's offense and you're the quarterback. I think that's the closest thing I can come to comparing it to. It's mind-boggling. Every time I see him out there, it's amazing. He's a starting pitcher and he's a leadoff hitter. He's got to go from the mound. They got to have his stuff ready for him. It's amazing. It's fun to watch. You know, I don't know if we'll ever see this in my lifetime again, but I'm enjoying watching it right now.
Yeah, it'd be like, I don't know, Deion Sanders and Steve Young together. I don't know. It's just, it's bananas.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, Brett Boone is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show. You say that we'll never see this again. You played with one of the greatest, until maybe Shohei now, greatest Japanese player ever in Ichiro. Like, you knew what it meant to have a guy come over from Japan. You come from a baseball family. Do you think... You think this is a one-off? We won't have more guys developed overseas, maybe another 10 or 15 years, that get imported to do both?
Well, I think that in the game, it's never been considered, you know, how many guys do you think probably were talented on both sides? You know, the guy I remember with that I played with for a long time was Johnny Olerud. Mm-hmm. And Johnny was a great hitter. I remember in college facing him, he was probably the best hitter in the country his draft year. But I faced him on the mound, and I remember this. I think his junior year, he went 10-0 and hit like .470. But even that, you know, he wasn't going to go both sides, because that was kind of taboo. You can't play both sides; it's too much. You can't prepare to pitch every fifth day and hit on a daily basis. So it was kind of discouraged. The fact that he's opened up this door and people are seeing it. I think we're going to see more in the future of kids trying to be two-way players. Now, when I say in my lifetime, if I'll ever see it again, what I mean is, no, I think now he's opened the door up. I think we are going to start to see two-way players being developed in the minor leagues. But to do it at the level he's doing it at, that's tough. I mean, with the exception of Aaron Judge, I think he's the premier hitter in baseball. I think Aaron Judge is still the premier hitter, but I put Ohtani number two. That's number two in the entire game. So he's hitting at that level, and he's pitching at a Cy Young level. I don't know that we'll see all these two ways that are going to be developed right now. I'd be hard pressed to say we're going to see somebody that can do it on both sides of the base, both sides of the rubber and the box at that level.
Well, Brett, let me ask you this in finality. I want to talk to you about your former team that you played with. Of the Mariners, I mean, we know about that 116, and then this year they get close with all the bats kind of catching up to the pitching. Yeah. It just stinks to see the Mariners get so close, and then the Blue Jays took it from them, man. Just talk about those fans in Seattle. They've never been to a World Series. Y'all got close. They got close this year. And the fans deserve it, man.
Absolutely. You know, you feel, you know, spending as much time as I did in that city and how great the fans were to me. You know, I sit on the sidelines. You know, I have my Texas Ranger hat on, but the emotional side of me would like to see something good happen for that city and all the years they've been waiting to. And I thought they were the superior team. I really did. I thought the Mariners on paper were better than the Toronto Blue Jays. But as I've mentioned throughout this interview, the Blue Jays have something special this year, and the Mariners got caught by that magic that the Blue Jays are rocking.
Yeah, well, soon. Well, Brett, always appreciate the time and the expertise. Tell everybody where they can follow and keep up with you. We're going to see you back on the bench, or what's going on, Brett? Fill us in.
Yeah, you're going to see me somewhere. We'll figure it out. You know, as of now, I'm maintaining my role, but we'll see. Next couple of weeks, we're going to have some definitive. I'll know what I'm doing for sure in some capacity in this game. I'm going to stay. You know, I came back with an old skipper of mine, Bruce Bochy. He's obviously moved on. I'm interested to see what he's going to do going forward. But yeah, I'm going to stay in the game. You know, like I said, it got my juices flowing again. You know, baseball's been my whole life, and I think that's where I belong for the second half of my life.
Hey, Brett, we appreciate it. Hey, do me a favor. You tell Bruce he needs to go do voiceovers, okay? We need him doing Disney and Lion King. We need that voice of God in something.
He's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest.
He is. Hey, Brett, we appreciate you. We'll catch you soon, okay?
You got it. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.